Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do live acoustic sessions here on this show. And man, we have a live one here today. It's brought to you with support from Carol Butler of Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title, your real estate resource. In our studio this morning is Mark Rogers.
Hello.
How are you, Mark?
Very well, thank you.
Welcome, and welcome for coming all the way down here. Did you drive all the way from Williamsburg here this morning?
I did. Nice to be in Norfolk.
Yeah, well, I hope the drive was good for you, no traffic or anything.
Not a problem.
Excellent. What would you like to play for us first here?
Well, you know, I've been learning bossa nova, and it's a style of music that I've always been attracted to, and I've in the last year or so, I've been learning my jazz chords, and so which has really opened up quite a bit of songwriting opportunities.
Okay,
and this is one of those.
Here's Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise, and welcome aboard.
Nice to be here.
How are you feeling this Sunday morning?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling really good. It's daylight savings, so it's about an hour earlier than I think it is.
Yeah. Do you normally wake early on Sunday morning?
You know, Sunday is our day to sleep in, so no.
So this is new for you, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, a nice little EP you're putting out here. It's called Rearranged.
Yeah, it's. I went through a bit of a creative surge, I'd say, last summer, and wrote all these songs and wanted to capture it. So, I found out about a studio in Virginia Beach. Rob Olsch has a wonderful studio called Master Sound. And I contacted Rob, and he put me in contact with some of the best musicians I've ever played with. Larry Burwald plays guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Hustedler plays bass. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Powell Randolph plays drums. So those guys just really were a joy to work with, and they completely turned these songs around, and I was very, very happy with the way it turned out.
Well, Larry's been on the show, and so has Dave, come to think of it. So
those guys have a nice little trio right now called Little Doors.
And yes, I know.
A little jazz trio.
And we're trying to get them to come on the show as well.
Yeah.
They're awfully busy, though. They're in demand.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's for sure. Well, you said you wrote all these songs in a summer?
I did, yeah. I just went through this little creative surge, and I really can't attribute it to anything. When I was in my 20s, I took this music thing pretty seriously and moved out to L.A. and tried to, you know, I got a band going and tried to make something work. Ran out of money, just, you know, got discouraged. Oh, I was trying to play what is now called alt country, but back then it was just weird music because it was, you know, what people were listening to was Duran Duran, and I was trying to play Graham Parsons. But I kind of let it go for a couple decades and moved back to D.C., where I'm from. Raised a family, became a business guy, and just kind of lived that life. 6 years ago, I reconnected with the girl that got away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's nice.
She lives down here in Williamsburg and was able to move down and be with her. And that's really kind of opened up a lot of stuff in my head. And I'm playing, writing a lot more music these days, and seems that music is all coming back to me, and I'm really, really having fun with it.
Well, now I've seen you a couple of times now, kind of frequenting open mics.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's how I started. Von Diehl has a couple great open mics, and I started going there just to see how it sounded, how it felt, and I loved it. He's got, you know, really a nice way of getting people to play their music. And that's really what started it for me. And that led to writing more, led to singing more, and that led to this EP.
Well, the name of the EP, as I said, is Rearranged. Mm-hmm. But I don't see a cut on here called Rearranged.
Yeah,
why is it called Rearranged?
Well, you know, that kind of has its... you go through phases in your life where you completely reinvent your lifestyle and so forth. It's also a line in the lead track, which is also the single called Right Here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just seemed right to me. It was going to be called Finally Rearranged, but my sister talked me into just using one word. So I used Rearranged, and it just seems... like it's appropriate at this stage.
Cool. We're talking with Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
You know, country music sounds a whole lot different now than it used to. And you listen to country stations, and it's not – if it wasn't for the severe Southern accents that the singers have, you wouldn't know it's country. So I tried to write a country song, a real country song, and this is my attempt.
Okay, here's Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
You wasted all your precious time without a worry on your mind through some imaginary line. Felt a love you wouldn't find, so you go thinking back to when, and all the chances you have been, and how she felt against your skin.
sitting on a corner on a one-way street. Doesn't really matter if I move my feet. I'm waiting. You measured all that it was worth. And all the pleasures of the earth against the time it took to try to be an ordinary guy. I heard a story just today. About the one who got away, and it sounds just like the rain on any broken window pane. Standing on a corner on a street, doesn't really matter if I move my feet. Waiting, lost a little money, lost a little time, got a little something just to cool my mind.
Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise, and I happen to notice, Mark, we're doing this Facebook Live right now. You're live on Facebook, and I want to remind people, if you're digging this, and some people are viewing it, a lot of people are viewing it, just share it with your friends so more people can view it. That's pretty cool, huh? You're live on TV.
Nice.
On Facebook. So how can people get this this new EP? Is it out yet?
Yeah, it is out. You can get it anywhere online. You can get it at Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, CD Baby. It's basically everywhere.
Are you starting to feel comfortable now, and you're playing out a lot?
Yeah, I'm playing out a little bit in Williamsburg, Kogan's, Aromas. I'm going to be playing at the, I think it's called the Stokely Arts Festival.
Okay.
Here in Norfolk. And
I think that's the Stokely Gardens.
Stokely Gardens. That's
there
it.
You go. Yeah. Stokely
right.
Gardens Art
Stokely.
Festival.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I'm looking forward to that. And so it's fun. I'm gradually getting back into it, and I'm really enjoying it.
Now, if people normally come to see you, you usually play by yourself? Or?
I do. I play by myself, it's a challenge sometimes to you know, to carry a song and to carry a room by yourself, but I'm getting better at it.
You're working on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, working it.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of working on it, what other song would you like to work on for us?
Yeah, this is the single. It's called Right Here, and it's actually getting some airplay in a growing number of college radio stations around the country. There is a great station in L.A. called KCSN mm-hmm. that is playing it. Paul Chagrou here has been playing it, so I thank him for that. And it's called Right Here.
Here is Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, it turns out she was never really gonna let you go. And if you hadn't finally laid it all out there, you still wouldn't know. And the tears and the damage doesn't tear you apart. Then instant karma's gonna get you in the end. It's gonna break your heart. Is what you're doing right here? I'm assuming that things are gonna be alright. Is what you're doing right here? It's how you feel. Everybody here has got a little bit of something to say. And the more you listen to them, then the more you're gonna see their way. And there might be something just rattling round in your head. But don't you let it turn to anything that's bigger than the words they said. Right here, I'm assuming that things are gonna be alright. It's what you're doing right here. It's how you're feeling tonight. And the summer's gonna end, the rain will fall down, the wind is gonna make you cry. But it doesn't really matter, things are gonna change. Dreams are gonna scatter and finally rearrange. Well, it's the next best thing that you could do if someone lets you down. When the weight of the moment is enough to make you turn it around. Well, just remember about the time that you believed that she was walking away. Saying it's not too late. Ooh, and the summer's gonna end, the rain will fall down, the wind is gonna make you cry. But it doesn't really matter, things are gonna change, your dreams are gonna scatter and finally rearrange. It's what you're doing right here. Ooh, I'm assuming that things are gonna be all right. It's what you're doing right here. It's how you're feeling tonight. It's what you're doing right here. It's how you're feeling tonight.
Yeah. Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you so much for coming down here today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you've enjoyed it.
I have. Thanks.
Well, now you got the bug for radio. You can do it again sometime.
Yeah,
right?
I'd love to.
Okay. Well, the new record is called Rearranged. And once again, how do you get the record?
Just get it on Spotify, CD Baby, iTunes. You can get it at Google Play, just Amazon, anywhere. You'll find it.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on the show, and good luck with the new EP.
Thanks very much.
Excellent. Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise.